Amber Rush's Heart of Buddhism and Allah. The last piece of Gemara, the more it said that there are with Chayesh up the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the first Mishnah said there's Kesharim which are Chayiv on them. The second Mishnah said there's some Kesharim which are not Chayiv on them. And the third thing the Mishnah said was there's certain things which are the woman where you were actually allowed to tie, and they gave the example of the woman tying Mavtech Haluka, etc. So the more explains that that's the three things. So it said in the first Mishnah it said the Kesharim which are Chayiv on are Kesher HaGemalim and Kesher HaSaponim, which was referring to, the more explained before, the rope which you put into the boat and made a loop that will stay there permanently, the part of the, in the prow of the boat, that will be there to be able to tie on always. That's a permanent knot. It's always going to be there. Now we said that there are some. Then there's the rope which you tie onto that, which you use to now tie up by the dock, etc. Kitcher, and the same thing is true by the case of the gemalim. So there's the rope they put through the nose of the gemal, and they make a loop there, and that stays there permanently. That knot is permanent. And then there's the rope which you attach onto that, which you use to tie up the animal, etc. Sometimes that knot can stay there for a period of time, as opposed to the knots of the kosher maftechaluka, which are made to do and undo on a regular basis. So Rashi says, Kitra de Kitri bismama, Ritzu Arucha, a long rope, She Machnisin betabas, which you put through the loop which is there, the ring. Also, Chachil, the Kosher Sham, you can't tie it. Why? Because Nesha Pomim, Ishmanich Sham, Ashua, Ishwam, you leave it there for a week or two. The Kosher. You untie the other one, which is attached to the stake, where you tie up the gomel, or the post where you're tying up the animal. So that, since you untie the other end, you leave this end hanging there for a period of time. So that's considered permanent enough. The Chazal answered it. This Rashi, where Rashi says Shavua, is where they bring the sheet in, that the shear is a week, not a day. Okay, Zotah Gemara. So the Mishnah said that the woman can tie and untie the Mavtech Haluka. So Rashi explained to the Mishnah that, gave us some type of explanation in the Mishnah, that they would have like straps which they would tie, some type of strap they would tie from the right side would tie up on the left, and the left side would tie up on the right, and that's how they would close their garment, by tying it to the two sides. So Morris says, and these are made to tie and untie on a regular basis. So Morris says, pshita, that would be obvious that's not doim at all to a kesher shakayama, according to Rashi's pshat. That's not doim to kesher shakayama. And that's obvious that it's going to be mutter. According to the Rambam, the definition of a kesher which would be usher, it's a kesher, it's shakayama, and it's a kesher uman. If it has either one of them, we said it's going to be usher according to the Rambam. It's a maisa uman, and or it's shakayama. Over here, it's not shakayama, and it's not a maisa uman. Every lady is doing this thing on a regular basis. So Morris says, "Lo tzricha de is le tre doshi." It has literally, it has two openings. Doshi is a doorway. So theoretically, it means you could untie shoulder number one and take off the garment, or shoulder number two and take off the garment. So she's tying both of them. And we have to consider maybe then the Shabbos she'll only untie one of them and take it off. That you might just leave one there as is, and therefore it should be considered shakayama. And kamash malon, that we're not choshish for that. I'm not sure in the kamash malon. Let's see Rashi. Tati doshi. Shteip sochim. There's two door openings. Hanu oisin l'shenis with those straps that we mentioned before. Amin zul l'malam izul. So when you're tying up one, if you're tying up the right side first, that's going to be beneath what you're putting on the left side. If you only untie one, you can't take it on and off as such. It's a little more difficult. So I think that Rashi's nekuda of b'doichik is important. So matatema chadamina b'tulim avatolel to heavy kesher shakayama, and it's considered kesher shakayama b'kimilo yodi haiminayu tarvayo litzaru. So since we don't know for sure which one she's going to untie, we should say maybe both of them the chatchila roser. Kamashalonim are not choshish for that. It means b'chara and chadamina you have to be mak, but at the end untie both. But the point is, maybe she should be aser. The chachil should be aser because she might forget, and you know that was, so they didn't aser because of that. But I think the point in Rashi, since it's bedoichik, the chances are probably she's not going to forget. In the case where it wouldn't be bedoichik, could very easily just leave one, and maybe that would be more chomer. I don't know that Rashi's adding that's what Rashi adds this word bedoichik to say that the reason why we're not chayshus is because it's probably not going to be a problem. I mean, in a case where you have a chance where there is going to be a problem, it would be yosur. Okay, the next case was the case of chutei svocha. So she had this cap that they would put on their heads, and they would tie it on their heads and take it off at the end of the day. So the knot they would tie to hold it in place is mutter to do on Shabbos. Versus Peshitta. Again, this is something which is made to take on and off, so what's the Chiddush? Latricha de Revicha lo. She put it on, it was even in the case where she didn't put it on tight. So, Maratema Mishlef Shofa lo. She can just, if it's not on tight, she can just like basically pull it off of her head, leaving the knot intact. So, Kamash Malon, they were not worried about that. Why not? The Isha Chosa al Sarah. But if you pull it off like that, it messes up her hair, or pulls out her hair. So therefore, we're not cautious for that possibility. So she will untie. We have to assume she will untie this thread. Rashi, she did the whole koyama sharila every night. She unties it. The revicha, loy dechach bereisha. She didn't put it on very tight. She tied it up loosely. She's able to take it off, even though the knot is still tied. She would take it off the head like that, and therefore to shakayama. We're not worried about that. You pull it out. It's a little bit hard to take off like that. It'll pull out some hairs. Now Rashi says the next case in the Mishnah is the case of Pesakia, which was a type of a belt. The Mor doesn't ask about that. The Mor goes to the next piece of the Mor goes to the next case. So Rashi points out the Mor didn't go to the conversation because the conversation would be basically the same. The Pesakia Nami Ika Lishnu Yeki Agav. You can answer the case of the belt in the same way. In other words, you might, if it's on loosely, you can sort of like just drop it down to your feet. That wasn't a sneezed way of doing it, so therefore she wouldn't do it like that. And apparently, according to this Rashi, at least Pesakia was a woman's belt. Okay. Now, the next case said was Ritzuas Minum Misandal. So the straps, which tied up the middle, which is a shoe, a sandal is a sandal. A shoe is more closed than a sandal. So the Mishnah said, those you're allowed to open and close on Shabbos. Itnar, hit the ritzuas middle of a sandal. So a person untied these straps. So Tani Chada, we have one brush which says, Chayiv Chatas. A person's Chayiv Chatas for that. The Tanya Idach, Potter Baloster. We learned the second brush which says, it's Osir Midrabanan. We learn the third brisa that says mutar lechatchila, which is mutar lechatchila. So kasha min on middle, kasha sandal sandal. We have to answer both the case of the shoe and also the case of the sandal. So mercy like this, min on middle or kasha. So we're going to have to find in the middle the three different types of knots which are being made, which one is a chiyuv chatas, one is a issur d'rabbanan, one is mutter. So min on middle or kasha, hotatani chayuv chatas b'da ushkapi. Was the leather worker when he makes the shoe? So part of the process of making the shoe, there was some knots which hold the straps of the shoe, the parts of the shoe together. Those knots are there; they're not going anywhere. So those knots, that's a chiyuv chatas. Patar will also is bidrabanon.
Material,
no.
For pure matzah.
So that kesher was a kesher shakiyama. So therefore, a person unties a kesher shakiyama is chayiv chatas. Potter balasas is birabonon. Mazilchatzil is bide b'nei mechuzah. So when they would tie the shoe around the foot, so they would tie it in such a way that you could take it off, on and off, with this thing intact. So the B'nai Mechuzah, who were very makwid, we met them before already, and they were very makwid on their dress, so they put it on very tight and very prim, etc. So they had to untie it every night to be able to get it off. So that knot is not a kesher shakiyam at all. The Chachamim, the Rabbanon, they weren't, they mocked, but under, they could put it on like that, it was a little bit loose, and it can go on and off as such. Once in a while, they would tighten, untie it. Rashi says, it was muddy outside. Something like that, so they would have to tie it tighter in order to make sure that it didn't fall off, or etc. So then they would untie it, the loose knot, and untie it tighter. So it was made to tie and untie. Semi irregularly, so such a knot to untie it would be asur mirabbanan. Okay, so those are your three madrigas by the case of the minhul. Versus sandal al sandal lakasha. So the case of the sandal is not a kasha. Olik tani chayv chatas. But the tayi, the kachi ushkapi, the tayi in general we found were these Arab horsemen, the Ishmaelim horsemen. Over here, Rashi says, the Ishmaelim socherim, they used to go around selling things. So the sandalim that they used to use, the ushkapi, the leather workers, when they would make those sandalim, there were some knots there they put into the actual sandal, and that was part of the actual making up the sandal, which that was a kesher shakiyama again, and therefore it's chayiv chatas. A person untie that is chayiv chatas. Potar balaser is birchum rasu, the katri inu. Then the knots which they themselves would make, the knots they themselves would make, those were knots which they would leave them there for a period of time. Rashi says sometimes they would leave it as is. I'm not sure. Because they just never took off their shoes, or means that they just take them off with the knots in place. I'm not sure what that is. But Rashi says they would leave them in for sometimes for a whole week or a whole month even. That's the ones that they would tie. And the case where it's Mitzvah Chilo was with the Salad Nafke Beitrei. If the two people share the same shoe, so then they would untie and untie it on a regular basis. Each person's foot is a little bit different. Kid Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda Achua, the Rav Sala Chasida, the Rav Yehuda, the brother of not our Stam Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala Chasida, how zugat the sandal? He had these pair of shoes, zimad and ofi bay ihu. Sometimes he would use these, or these, not shoes, the sandals. he would wear them. Sometimes his son would wear them. Okay. So the Gemara says that. So what happened? Also commanded the Raya. So he came, Rabbi Yehuda came to Abaya and showed Abaya this sandal. He says, like this type of knot. What's the story of untying it on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yehuda said to Abaya, "Hashta potam alosur kukashli." I'm not even sure if it's elsemir rabbanon. Schayv chatas kamartali. You tell me schayv chatas. So Abaya said to my time, "Why are you not even sure it's elsemir rabbanon?" I'm letting Meshuv the Bechol. Nami zimin nafik ne bay ano zimin nafik bay yenuka. Sometimes I wear, sometimes my son wears it. He says, "Ah, I'm letting Yehachi mutz chachilu." That's what you meant to ask. I thought you showed me the knot. What's the halacha of the knot? It's a great knot. I like this knot. This is not, you know, that's going to be also to get. That's not on my shayla. He says, okay. Three miles of your shayla, Klor. Zir Rashi. But Ushkepi. It's about the nine lines down the narrow Rashi, narrow lines of Rashi. When he puts in the strap of chachila into the shoe, so kosher kesher mitachi makes a knot inside. Shalotzuchu losses; it shouldn't come out. And that knot stays there. So that is going to be. It's a deraisa. Don't tie that. Virabonon kosher kosher misabev raglaim. They put it on their feet. And kosher the doicha. They don't tie it tight. Shapam shecholzer kosher kosher. They might take it off. With the knot intact, when oil like a kosher, they can put it on with the knot intact. Your kesher shall kiyam alay havi. Shemshash hatit if it's dirty, matir nusay they untie it. The kosher nusay berlecha they untie the knot as is, and they tie the shoe on more tightly. Shall yudovek betit to be shamet mirag, which doesn't get stuck in the mud and be pulled off. B'menei mechusa shem rechaber levov. They're very. Prim about themselves, amakpidin al lubushayin min aleyin liyos mechuvonim. They have to be, everything has to be just so. Mekarshim asabedoichik mishach latira arvis. Therefore, they have to untie it every single night. So this is the Rashi which the Madaik that apparently the heter is, you know, you need the definition of a heter is one day because he unties it that night. But it's tied to the Kati Ushkepi. Sandolim shall Yishmolim Secharim. They have these Yishmolim, the business people. They go around selling things. Shah Ushkepim Kershim Bahem Haratsuas Bekeshakua. They make the knot which holds the strap. Apparently, the Sandolim, you can just have the strap not be Shakabu, but they used to make it Shakabu. But Chumas of the Kati Inu. Ela Sandolim shall Shar Anoshim. It's other people's Sandolim. Shen Ratsus Kavuas Ben Ayle Uman. I'm sorry, I didn't say the correct thing anymore. We're contrasting the ones that the Taya Yishmaelis knot, which they have the Uman make it and they leave it there, as opposed to what people in general tie on themselves. Shen Ratsus Kavuas Ben Ayle Uman. The Uman doesn't put it in, they put it themselves. They put in Bechumash Tabaam, which is just a knot. Bekarshim and Matirim, they tie on tie. Pomim Shviskayim Shabbos Oichodesh. And they might leave it in for a period of time of a week or a month. And that's why it's something which was made to stay in. But it was tied and untied semi-regularly. Now, Kavei Trey, Shokalecha, Likshir, Lefi Rag, Likshir presents a tie according to his foot. Helm Chalyoim, Kershim, Matirim. So this is changed regularly every single day. So again, Rashi's contrasting a week versus a day, so that leaves you confused. What is the defining element? So he came and asked him, "Kia Gavna."
Did I use the word bow?
We're gonna
bow as in like we'll tie it by bow, I guess, for one day.
Well, we're gonna see bows again. We didn't get the bows come up on Kuf and Gimel.
For sure.
No, not necessarily. You can tie a bow loosely and slip your shoes off as is. Kia gavna shani matiru achshav v'noel b'ni. I take it off, and my son's going to put it on. B'shabbos, hoyze b'shabbos. So he said it's chayiv chatas. So he said hashda potter will also have the kashuli and my also. I'm not even sure why it's also. So he said. She said, "My time of kashrut. Why do you not think it's usur? Only mishum lechol nami ani matir b'chol yom v'kosher hatinuk v'fi raglu. I take it off. My son puts it on. According to, we change constantly." He says, "Oh, ihachim mutzachad chila. When we kara sabra the loy rogel mevet hachi. It wasn't normal for them to do that. V'katru the ushkapi habosh rogel liyos kavua, and it was a knot, which you know by perceived it because." Apparently, the way you put the ritzu in was the type of a knot which the ushkibi would make, which was a norm, would stay there regularly.
So, if a person at times does not undo his bow on his shoe, or he can't make it on Shabbos.
Correct.
Conversely, if someone doesn't double bow, but always takes it off, they should do that also.
Theoretically, yes. Just since according to the Rambam, the two definitions of Isser are Minerbonah could be Isser either Maisa Uman. So in the Rambam says any type of we're Chershes, we don't know exactly what Maisa Uman is. Any type of knot, any type of full knot, we consider what we call double knot, which means a regular knot. We consider that as potentially a Maisa Uman. So Shalom, double bow is a Mechleikus, right? Whether Right, whether it has a din of that chashash, it doesn't have a din of a knot. The guy be this aloha is being machmirah. There are some people which are matter. Especially there's two ways to make a double bow. You can make the one way you can make it. You can just pull it out just by pulling the strap without depending. Well, if you do it one direction, you can just pull it out with one pulling without it doing anything else to it. If you do the other way, you can't. So doing the other way, some more person were more machmer.
The other way, you have to pull twice.
Right, you have to undo it twice, separately, each one, right. So some people are holding that, if you do like that, it's more chomer. But even so, it seems to be more like this. Okay, something more like this. Back on the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah Havi Ka'ozel Basrei de Rabbi Avo B'Karmelis. He was walking on Shabbos in a Karmelis. Ifsik Ritsua the Sandalay. So the Ifsik Lay Ritsua the Sandalay. So the strap which is in the sandal tore. Can't wear it as such. It's not gonna stay on. So what's the loch? What can I do with it over here? Can I take it inside? Or can I find some way to wear it? He says, yeah. Amalay Shokol Gemilach, take a Gemi was like this type of a plant which was a little bit of spring in it. It was like a rubbery little type of thing, but it could be it was strong. So take this type of a they had some Gemilach which was it was used to feed animal it was animal food. So takes. It couldn't cut off the ground, obviously, but there was some which was already cut and designated for use for animals. So it was the chazil of Michael Behemoth. It's right. It's not muksa because it's used for Michael Behemoth. So it's not muksa. Vekarachiluya and put it inside the hole, instead of the strap which is now torn, and you can tie it up as such with some type of this. Obviously it's not a permanent type of arrangement, so there's no type of permanence to that knot, and you'll wear it as such. Okay. Mor says Abai Habi Koi Kemei de Rabbi Yosef. It was a story with Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Avo. Abai Habi Koi Kemei de Rabbi Yosef. Abai was in front of Rabbi Yosef. This is Gerson. I would say the Bible was walking behind Rabbi Yosef. Isilei Ritzua and his Ritzua tore. Same Isim. Amalei my Eved. Like, what can I do for it? Say Amalei Shavke. Leave it. You can't do anything. So Mor says my Shnom, but Rabbi Yirmiyah. So what was the difference in the case of Rabbi Yirmiyah's case and the case of Abaya's case? So Mor answers that Hosam Lominta Hochaminta. There was Abai's case was a case where he was standing in front of him. It means it wasn't in a Carmel, it was in a Chatzar. It was a place where the shoe was safe. So he says, leave the shoe there. Whereas the case of Rabbi Yirmiyahu was the case where the shoe could not just be left over there. So we weren't mechayiv him to leave the shoe in this place. It wasn't safe. We gave him this etzah of how to wear it back. From Markasha, v'hamonahu. It's still considered a kli. So I don't understand, if it's still considered a kli, so mitzad the problems of kosher and matir, there's no problem with kosher and matir. Mitzad the problems of muksa, there's no problem with muksa. We have the gamut. Mitzad the problem of tiltal muksa, it's not muksa. So what is the problem? Why can't they leave? Why? Well, what exactly was the special kula which he did over there, which we're not applying over here? But mano, it's still a kli. Why is it still a kli? Di ba'ina hafichna lo miyamin l'smol. You can move. You can switch to the other. To the other. To the other foot. So now I don't know exactly what exactly they looked like. Rashi says that there was more than one ritzua, and they were made. There was like an outside. There was the outside flap, or which held the ritzua, and the inner flap which held its ritzua, and they were shaped a little bit differently, but not enough that you couldn't switch it from one to the there was one to the other. And when one would tear, if you move it to the other side, you could find a way to wear it. So it's still usable as such. I don't picture exactly what it looked like. So it's still considered a kli. So why is it muksa? Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, "Mita kamatar, Rabbi Yochanan, aliva Rabbi Yehuda." This idea that it's still considered a kli because you can move it from right one foot to the other, from right to left, it's going to end up switching from being the inside strap to the outside strap. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to that. That's not considered a valid kli still. And since Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see what Rabbi Yehuda is in a second. Right. So means we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chachamim who argue over them. So if so, we pass, and it's not considered a kli. Therefore, it's going to be muksa, and that's why I was not makel, even though they were makel over the other case over here. You know, I wasn't makel.
So, switching the shoes side for side.
Sorry, what?
What about just switching the shoes side for side and wear both of them? And the strap is ripped, so you can't wear it on the way.
Right.
So the same thing with the other shoe, and wear each one on the other foot.
Well, that was the Morris Kasha. The Morris Kasha was that: am I allowed to switch it from this to that? Because it's still considered a kli. Is it not according to Yehuda?
I thought the Morris Kasha was that it's still considered a kli. You can carry it.
Well, there's no difference in carrying or wearing it. If it's muksa, it's muksa. You can't move muksa. Okay. So what's this with Yehuda? Mahi. So what's this with Yehuda that they were referring to? The Tanya. Sandal shenifziku shtei oznov or shtei tarsi yosov or shenitel kal kolakaf shaloi is tor. So I wish I had a very good picture of exactly what it looks like. So the tarsios are the places where you would hold the flap which held the straps to it. What? That's what they call the strap holders. Then there was the oznob, which was like the places when you would pull it on, you would have places to hold on to be able to pull it up. That was called the oznob. So if both of the oznob or both of the tarsiosov or the whole sole of the sandal is been removed, so that's tor. Achas me oznov, or achas me tarsi yosov. If one of the oznov, which are what you use to pull it on, or tarsi yosov, which is made to hold the straps, a shenitzel roiv a kaf shaloi, or only some of the sole is still there, but the roiv of it's not there, so the chachamim say it's tameh. Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Nifzika Panimis, in regards to the Tarsius, so if the inner one tore, it's still Tameh. But Chitzana, the outer one tore, it's Tohar. Because, so, apparently the outer one was more significant. Va'omer Ula, Mithema Rabba Barbachana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kimachlaikas Dinyin Tuma, Kach Machlaikas Dinyin Shabbos, Avaloyal Dinyin Chalitza. So the same Machlaikas you have in regards to Tuma, that according to the Chachamim it's Tomei, according to the Yehuda it's Tor. That same Machlaikas you have Gabi Shabbos, is it considered a Kli or not? The Gabi the Lachas of Tiltal. So according to the Chachamim it's still considered a Kli, and it's, you're allowed to move it. According to the Yehuda it's not considered a Kli, you cannot move it. But the regards to Chalitza, so that the Chalitza shul, everybody would agree, there's no machlokes anymore. So it means Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Chachamim that it is still considered a Kli. Well, okay, we'll see. Ravinim Bo. Rabbi Yechon Liba Deman, what is Rabbi Yechon trying to come and say? That he's saying, Aliba Derabot, is he going Aliba Derabot, according to the Rabbanon? So, and he's saying, the Gabi Shabbat, the Gabi Tuma is considered a Kli. The Gabi Shabbat is considered a Kli. The Gabi Chalitz is not considered a Kli. The Chara, mi linyan Tuma mona havi. Linyan Shabbat is not mi mona havi. Avaloy le Chalitz, it's not for Chalitz to love mona, it's not a Kli, why not? Vatanan, chalitza shal smol, but you mean, chalitza se ksheru. Chalitza was done on the right foot. So if you would use the left sandal put on the right foot, it's kosher. And if you tell the Gabi Shabbos, it's considered a Kli. The Gabi Tumas is considered a Kli, so it's a regular Kli. The only problem is it doesn't work, fit well. But you'll have to switch it to the other side. So if we can switch it, why? What's the problem? It's not any worse than a left to... in other words, again, the case is, if the Chitzanot one Tor, T-O-R-E. Therefore, it is Tor, right? So, if everything else is considered a mono, why we shouldn't have worked with Chalitz? So, Elamai what? Vela Leva de Rehuda. It's going to Rehuda. So, Rehuda says, the Gabi Shabbos, it's not a, the Gabi Tumah, it's not a Kli. The Gabi Shabbos is not a Kli. The Gabi Chalitz, it is a Kli. The Yin Tumah, Lav Monahu. The Yin Shabbos, Nami Lav Monahu. Avalo the Chalitz, the Chalitz is different. The Monahu is considered a Kli. Ema the Amina, Chalitz, Shal Smol, Biyamin. As long as for what it's supposed to function for, it's a Kli. So then you say we can switch it to the other foot. But he also is not a Kli anymore. So the Ha'omer of Yehuda, Nisika Hachitzaina, Tor. I'm a Lav Mono, it's not a Kli. So how can you tell me that it's got a Kli, it's kosher? So where's Loyalima to Yehuda? It's going under Yehuda. So, but Ema, the correct girsa of the statement of Ula was v'chein lechalitza. He argues by Tuma and by Shabbos and also by Chalitza. The Rashi says, so, well, why don't you say the same thing with Chacham already? Okay. V'hokim ha'ashmalon, l'chirmina chalitza shal smel b'shal yamin is chalitza z'ksher. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can switch it from the left foot to the right foot, that's kosh. So after Rabbi Yehuda, when is that so? When is hechad l'milsei monohu? When it's a good left shoe, so you allow to put it to the right. I will hachad the mil say la manuhu, it's no good. So, but meanwhile, you see Rabbi Yechanan came to point out what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Gabi Chalitza. So apparently, it means something more that Rabbi Yehuda says. It means that Rabbi Yehuda held we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not considered a clean once it's torn. So therefore, on Shabbos you can't move. Let's get in some of the Rashi's. Ifsik Ritzua the Sandalay. About 6-7 lines up on the narrow lines of Rashi before the wide lines. When Vinafala has sandal, Miragla fell off. Shaida Ritzua, who I mean the strap is what keeps it on. Sandal Pasuch Meal Gabob. It's opposed to a shoe, which covers over the top of the foot, so even if your got loose, the what you tie it with got tore, it still could stay on theoretically. But a sandal, just it's open. So if it's open, the only thing that keeps it on is the ritzua. There's no ritzua, it's off. It's open on top of it, but start of shall eta shall or shalak. The sides are made out of like a harder type of either wood or a harder type of a leather, rikasha. Ritzuas niksharas al gaba regs, they don't bend over. And the ritzuas go over al gaba regal mamidas, so they go on top of the foot and they hold it in place. So he said, "Shakol gemilach, the chazal mechal behema, the roi the tiltel." So it's not muksa because you can feed it to an animal. Krechem vakam ritzua, put it in place of the ritzua. Menar loy, ashtikanet. You can wear it thus till you get inside the house. By Avikakabe commanded Rav Yosi b'chotzer, it tore by the case of ice case in the chotzer, and Rav Yosi said, "Shavke b'mokam shenofel miraglecha, lotileno biyotcha latzni." You can't take it inside; you have to leave it there. So he says, "Ma'ishno mit Rabbi Yirmiyah d'sharle Rivvo l'ner lo ayin gemi." So he says, "Why, by Rabbi Yirmiyah's case, did Rivvo allow you to put the gemi in to wear it?" So he said, "Hasam b'karmelis k'koyin bika l'havim." It wasn't safe in the karmelis, so he let him take it in. And he said, "V'hamonu, I understand. V'may osul l'til tazloi v'adayin teres minolav." It's still a valid shoe, valid sandal. So what? Why is it a problem? Let's hold the Rashi's here. I'll have this Rashi tomorrow, but it's